Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
It is the Battle of the Bands going down this weekend in Greenville, South Carolina, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Wade.
Oh, man, you doing that this year?
Mr. Wade?
Mr. Wade will be there, baby.
Oh, man, I wish I could. I did it last year.
Oh, you did it? It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. This the one, don't they have Benedict College in it?
Benedict might be in it.
What about Denmark Tech?
You see, there's always a way to hurt me.
Denmark Tech only marks three.
We can only make an eye.
Benedict got four or five. And they're going up against bands like North Carolina A&T. And I think this is the same one. Benedict is in it. Talladega is in it, which I know has got like a quartet.
So surely the fighting so-and-sos have something, Jay.
Maybe they have different classifications, you know, like the size of the band, you know, so the big band.
Small band.
It's not the size of the band, it's the strength of the band leader. Yes.
It's not the size of the band, it's how many tubas you have.
There you go.
That's how you measure. How many tubas you have. Okay. Do you know that cockroaches fly in the summertime?
Yeah.
No.
When it's humid?
No.
Well, Sip, that's true. You know, cockroaches do have wings, and it is so hot in...
How hot?
The cockroaches have taken flight in New York, especially in the subways, because it's so hot and humid. Mm-hmm. And it's something about the humidity and the heat that'll make a cockroach just fly.
Or they're just trying to get away from Donald Trump. Which is it? Is it the heat or is it Donald Trump?
And Giuliani, yeah.
Yeah, and Mayor Giuliani. Which is it?
What did Giuliani say?
God, he is so mean.
Giuliani is the former mayor of New York City.
Right.
Was there during 9/11.
Right. Crazy. You know, he's crazy.
Yesterday, he said that the United States had no confrontation with Islamic radicalism before Obama. Those are his words.
Before
President Obama.
He was there during 9/11.
He was the mayor. That's how he made his bones, by bringing New York through the worst attack on the United States.
Did anybody stop him and say that's not true?
Well, they wore him out right after he finished.
Because...
Why don't they stop him when he's doing it? Why do we always have to fact check at the end?
Because he's so focused on seeing Obama and saying something insulting that he's not even thinking about what he said.
He's under these 8 years, before Obama came along, we didn't have any successful radical Islamic terrorist attack inside the United States. Hello? You were mayor of New York when the attack occurred.
They need a sound effect that whenever he says something, he goes, dope.
they'd have to wear it out between him and Donald Trump.
I know, between him and Donald Trump.
And he was introducing Donald Trump in his major speech in Youngstown, Ohio. This is what his introduction of. They all started when Clinton and Obama got into office.
God, it's so mean.
People believe it.
No, they knew he was.
Well, no, there are
people that believe it.
Do they believe it, like Jay said, but they are the Trump supporters. They're their voices. They're their pitchmen and women, and so they have to figure out a way to kind of finesse it so that it makes sense to people.
They say it in such a way. You were talking about this the other day that you question yourself and you say,
"Like, wait a minute,
that might be right.
Wait a minute.
Could that be?"
Because you question yourself.
Like,
they say
you
like,
really do.
It's like it wasn't me, player.
Yeah.
You didn't see me. Yeah. Is that right? It's kind of right there. Did I see you? It wasn't me. That wasn't me. Yeah. So they just keep saying it over and over. Yeah. Mm.
All right.
Mm. Yeah. It's. This is going to be
interesting. Vote. We got to get out and vote.
It's every day. We should say that. Every day.
We really do.
You do a story like this and you go, register. And vote.
Question. When Black Lives Matter are in the streets protesting, are they also doing voter registration campaigns?
I don't know.
That's something I haven't seen.
I don't know.
Has anybody seen a voter registration booth or table during a demonstration of Black Lives Matter?
No, I do know Rev has said something about it, and you know, but the main thing is to get people to register.
Certainly, we have listeners who've been out there during those times, and if they have something, text us and let us know.
Yeah, and
because that really is important.
They don't talk about. They don't talk. Well, I can understand them not wanting to endorse any.
It's not about endorsement.
It's not about endorsement. Mm-hmm. You need to register to vote. Protests without, you know, without purpose. It's a waste. And
purpose without action, it's really necessary.
Right,
it really is. Yeah.
That's a question I'd like someone to answer. Okay. Michael Jordan is doing it again, okay. Sib. He's
so not mad at that.
He's donating again.
More money, huh?
Well, this time it's for he sends boxes of gear to an autistic fan. And calls him on the phone. What?
You know what?
And all
he's
these
doing
years,
good.
I'm loving that he's doing it. I'm just, you know, he hasn't done it before now.
That we know of.
Mm. Did he throw in them 18-button suit jackets and
white
pants?
He hasn't done that. That's something he could do.
And I'm sure you would want one of those. You'd hang it up like most of us hang up
his uniform. I got some myself. I know I'm good, Sim.
Okay. Do you know who Antonio Cromartie is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the athlete.
Antonio Cromartie. He's an NFL player. And he bought a home for his baby mama and put it in his mama's name. And his mama was making the payments. Well, she moved the boyfriend into the house, and so he stopped payment. He stopped payment, and his mama, who was making the payments,
she stopped
making the payments. Okay,
so the baby mama moved the boyfriend in.
Yeah,
in the house he bought for his kids.
Yeah, for
sounds,
her and the kids.
Sounds right to me. I don't see no problem with it.
Evicted, man.
No, you're not gonna lay up with your boyfriend on money. That ain't happening. Where they do that at?
Now this is a man who has a number of women.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, it does. It does because if you're buying a home for your mother and
you give it to your baby mama.
And and to provide housing for your children. Uh-huh. One or more of your 12 children.
Right.
12.
Right. 12.
12. Mm-hmm. Then you need to, I think, if you're going to provide for your children, then you need to keep doing that. Whatever they do.
He didn't say he wouldn't provide. He said, I'm providing for my children. Once the baby mama's boyfriend moves in, all bets off. That's all he's saying. He said, I'm going to buy you a house. No problem. Yeah. But he ain't going to lay his ass up in my house while I'm out here working.
Okay, but
he's working.
But if you stop providing, if you stop paying the mortgage on this house, where do your children go?
I know. You got to figure that out later on. What he's trying to do right now, Sim, get that boyfriend out of that damn.
The boyfriend is laying
up. See, I didn't know.
What about the boyfriend?
I thought this was the house that he bought for his mother. I didn't know about
He did buy it for his mother. And then I understand. The mother, and then he gave it to
one of the baby mamas.
One of the baby mamas. And the baby mama moved the boyfriend in.
See,
well, there's a file called the Oh Hell No file.
Well, we'll find out because yesterday was the 15th, and that was the day that she was supposed to be evicted.
Everybody's got something in that file where you go, Oh Hell No.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no.